I think we can start, if you don't mind. Welcome, everybody. I just returned from Dubai, so I wasn't really sure whether this meeting would have any sense again, but luckily nothing happened there we have to be afraid of, so we can go back to work. If you were able to join the Adobe room, which I recommend you, you can see agenda in the right up corner, which is a review of action points, agenda for the Beijing, and again probably some bigger discussion about the panel discussion, and we need to appoint somebody who will lead preparation of the briefing paper and also some team that will help him or her, and then the day of the next call, and I usually reserve AOB there. Are there any addition to the agenda, or are you happy with that? I don't hear anything, so I take it as approved. And you can see the action point on the screen. There are three of them. So action 44 was me to contact the Beijing host to ask for the sponsor. So I did it just recently, so I had no response. So I will inform you next time. Another action point 45 was to Gabriela to draft a first agenda, which she did very well. Thank you very much, Gabi. And last was to ask Leslie to contact Chinese host to ensure the decent CCNSO meeting. I haven't done that. I'm sorry, I a little bit forgot, but I will do it tomorrow or today or tomorrow. So I will fix it quickly. So I apologize. So that's done. Any questions? Perfect. So I think we can go to the point number two, which is the most important part of the work. As I hope Gabi is preparing the agenda on the screen. Yes, perfect. So Gabi, can you please introduce us the new program?
Yes, and also I just wanted you to know that Bart is here today, so he will also add some information. This is the first draft agenda, so there's still much that can be changed. So it always starts with an introduction. And then we had a request to have a one-hour session, which we can't grant because we don't have that much time, but we can grant 45 minutes for financial contributions. Bart, do you want to add anything about this?
Yes, it's a follow-up. Say, by this time, there should be more visibility of the total amount of money. I know the finance working group will be working towards finalizing, say, some amount and at least a methodology as discussed at the Toronto meeting. So probably it's, everybody's been waiting for this. And there will be most likely two parts of this session. First of all, the total amount, and secondly, a sense of the meeting on the distribution model itself.
Okay.
And that's going to be just presentations about, or?
It's presentation. It will be, say, taking the community through the work of the finance working group leading up to the Beijing meeting. They've scheduled two or three meetings before, so, and the final meeting in the Beijing meeting, because they hope to finalize, say, their activities either at the Beijing meeting or at the Durban meeting.
Oh, thank you very much. I'm sorry.
Okay, well, then if everything goes well, we have a meeting with the ICANN board as usual. This has to be confirmed yet, but I'm hoping this will be set as always. After the coffee break, we have the IANA update. I've only scheduled it for 20 minutes, as we just discussed last time that Kim doesn't always have enough things to say for a half-hour session. So for now, he gets 20 minutes, and this is including the discussions. Following that, we have FOI working group update on unconsented delegation. But Bart, I think you want to say something here?
Yes, it's unconsented redelegations, by the way.
Oh.
This is scheduled tentatively. The working group is moving steadily ahead on this topic, and it's on the agenda in case the working group produces an interim paper before the Beijing meeting. If it's not done, there is probably no need for an update. If they are able to produce the interim paper in time, because the working group has spent quite some time on this topic, it needs to be introduced properly to the community in order for them to have a sense of the outcome of the discussions, etc. This is probably the most contentious issue of the FOI working group and for the CC community in general as well. So it's there tentatively, and if the working group is able to produce an interim paper in time, we advise the program working group to keep it on the agenda. If not, say, it can be replaced with another session.
So we're keeping it for now, at least. Following that, we have also an update on, it's just a 10-minute update, but the study group on the use of country names and territories, they need to give an update again. Bart, I think, could you present this?
It's again, this is tentatively, but this is more certain. Say, by Beijing, the study group hopes to produce its draft final report, including some recommendations. By Beijing, they hope to conclude their activities, or at least they need the input and feedback from the community on their recommendations. The survey is almost completed. We're still getting in some stuff, and that will be included in the final report. And as I said, some of the recommendations on how to move forward and on the impact of both the new GTLD and IDN-CCTLD policies on the use of country names, and what next steps the study group envisions for the council and other stakeholder groups.
Then we have a followed by a short update on we will have a council workshop just before that on work prioritization, so that there will be a short update on the outcome from that workshop.
Gabby, may I address the final report of IDM PDP as well?
Yes, did I jump it over
that?
Jumped
it. Again, say, as you may have noted, we did have a brief discussion on the overall policy. By this time, and that's the importance of it, by this time the council will be presented with a final report, most likely the final report on the whole PDP is ready for council decision. And following the Beijing meeting, so that's first of all introducing all the recommendations as one package, and secondly, following the Beijing meeting, there will be the members' vote, the CCNSO members' vote on the recommendations, assuming the council adopts the recommendations of both Working Group 1 and Working Group 2. So that's why the suggestion to put this on the agenda for a more extensive time, and hopefully it will be the last time we'll be discussing IDM PDP for a long time.
We all hope.
So just so you know, because we discussed this last time as well, that people were not unhappy to have working group updates, but these working group updates really need to be presented to the community. This is nothing, it's not a progress update, really. These are really crucial updates. So again, this is we've tried to cut down the amount of working group updates, but these working groups really are important to. They really need to present the work. Yes.
Yeah. I understand the point that we don't want to have a regular updates, but if they come to something interesting that has to be discussed, there's no reason to deny it, of course.
Yeah. So. Exactly. But we are trying to keep them, you know, as short as possible. Yeah. But there are some things that have to be presented. Then we hope to get a lunch sponsor. If not, we would probably use the lunch sponsor update time. Actually, one thing I forgot to put on this agenda, because I just realized I had a note on this somewhere, which I just saw now. We had a request to give the ICANN Ombudsman 10 minutes for an update. I'm not 100% sure what he wants to talk about, but we should try to accommodate him somewhere. So some sessions might be scheduled too long. Nothing to worry about, because we have stuff to add. After the lunch, we hope we'll have a joint meeting with the GAC. However, I spoke to the GAC secretariat, and she said that it could be that the GAC will not want to meet with anyone, not any SOAC during Beijing meeting, because they're so stressed about the new GTLDs. So depending on how much time they have, we might or might not have a meeting with them. My goal was just to kind of secure that time, because I think that it's better to have it on Tuesday afternoon than Wednesday morning. I really wanted to have that time slot. So I said, okay, but in any case, could you block that time slot if you're going to talk to us? So please have it there. So we're not 100% sure this session actually will happen. But again, if it won't happen, we have stuff we could fill it up with. Actually, one thing that Leslie, we got a request from the GNSO to, they wanted to have our their CCTLD input on sick WHOIS issues. Given that the feedback on these joint GNSO, CCTLD, CCNSO sessions always shows that they're not really appreciated by the CCNSO or the CCTLDs, I said that we should try to refrain from squeezing it into the agenda, because it's really full anyway, so maybe we should not prioritize it. But I said if we have some time, that we can put it in. For instance, when we have this joint meeting with the GAC will not happen, then we will have some spare time which we should use for that. And Leslie was fine with that, and she also promised to try to work on getting some kind of more interesting format for the CCTLDs, because obviously it's more interesting for the GNSOs, because they are receiving the input they want, but it's not that interesting for us. So she would try to work on some format to make that interesting. So that's also an issue that we might have to squeeze into the agenda. But if the joint meeting with the GAC will not happen, then it won't be a problem. Does anyone have any comments on that? No. Okay. After the coffee break, as discussed last time, we have an ICANN outreach project. I scheduled 1 hour for this, which might be a little bit too long, but I thought I'm rather scheduling it a little bit too long than too short. I've spoken to John Crane. He's happy to he's happy to speak on that. And we might find some other people that are happy to speak on that. We have to work on that a little bit more. If someone has an idea of who could speak, please let me know. Any comments on that? Nope. Okay. After that, the last session so far, we have ICANN's operational plan and budget. We might actually switch the order of that so that the operational plan and budget comes before that. Bart, do you want to explain a little bit more on this?
Yeah, this is, by that time, the SOP will most likely have produced its input, and knowing the schedule of the planning processes of ICANN, say the ops plan and budget will start shortly. And so by that time, the first draft framework of ICANN's ops plan and budget is available, and it will show the probably the impact of the new leadership on the direction. So it might be a useful session for the CCTLD community to understand, and for the SOP, the direction of ICANN's ops plan and budget.
Yeah, and as I said, I think we might want to change the order of these two sessions. That was Tuesday. Does anyone have anything to say about Tuesday? Any comments?
Looks good.
Okay, thank you. So let's go to Wednesday. I've put the future of ICANN meetings there for half an hour. I'm not sure whether we will actually get Nick Tommaso to come and speak to us, but that was a wish, so I think that might be an interesting start of Wednesday. Yes, Bart?
Gabi, it's maybe you've all noted that the board has a meet. The ICANN board has a meeting on the 20th of December, and one of the items on the agenda is the future of ICANN meetings. And that includes the appointment of, I think, an ICANN's meeting strategic something, board working group. So we will monitor what will be ongoing and whether to invite Nick Tommaso or somebody else, but it is about the future of the meeting, so it's a good opportunity for the CCs to provide input and feedback on the future of ICANN meeting. I think it's more of a, say, Nick is more the operational person, but you want to have it at a more strategic level.
Okay, well, we will work on who would, yeah, you know, be the presenter in that session later. Let's see what direction it goes. I heard rumors that the last suggestion will not happen, but I'm not sure. This was just rumors I heard randomly, so I might be wrong. So let's see what will happen there. Then we had we contacted Keith Davidson regarding the ITU and Wicket, and he thought that half an hour would even be too much for such a session. But I still left it in because we never know what will happen. So for now, let's keep it half an hour and let's see what happens. I'm sure we can fill it somehow, but as Keith Davidson said, maybe you, Andre, you have something more to report. Is there anything from Wicket that you think would be?
Maybe I can join Keith and talk to him about this point. I would be happy to help him with the presentation. Yeah, sure.
Okay, good. I then contacted Chris and Mike and asked what preferred time they would have to meet with us, because as we discussed, we will have a 45-minute session with them. And both of them preferred Wednesday morning. So this is also why I was keen on not having the GAC, join the GAC meeting then, because otherwise it would be hard to get Chris and Mike to join us. So that's planned for that before the coffee break. After the coffee break, we have a CCTLD news session, and it's already now quickly filling up. I have a .cn question mark there because I was thinking, do we want to ask the Chinese host to give an update? They did already give an update in Toronto. They were one of the lunch sponsors, so I'm not sure whether we should ask them for a lunch for a host update. What do you think?
Well, we can do that, but maybe we could be clear that it's not necessary, that it's up to them if they really want to use the time. It probably doesn't make sense to have two updates on the same topic and so on. So.
Yeah, they did something in Toronto, so I'm not sure if there would be much news. Maybe it would be polite, but I'm not sure if there's much news to present. And given that we don't have much space, you can see I've already promised Lise Fuhr from Denmark. She wanted to present at the last meeting, but she said she's happy to wait until Beijing, if it was full, and we were full. So I promised her that she will be able to present that in Beijing, the changes to the Danish Domain Name Act. And the second presentation from Guatemala, it's Alejandra is one of our funded travelers, and our funded travelers need to give some, you know, contribute to the work of the CCNSO somehow, and she wanted to give, she said, one or two presentations about, it's been apparently going on pretty much in Guatemala lately. So she has to be on the agenda, and then we really just have one more slot to fill in order to not have it too crowded and in order to give the regional organizations enough time. So I can make a call for contributions, but I will probably have to turn down most of them. So this is why I'm a little bit reluctant of putting on China, because since they already gave an update, we might want to invite someone else for that slot instead.
I think it's reasonable, yeah.
Yeah. Does anyone else? Sorry.
Do you have anyone particular in mind?
No. What we usually do is that we send out an invitation to the CCTLD lists and invite people.
I know that, yeah.
But the problem is that if we get, you know, I don't know, 10 I hate to turn down volunteers. That's my problem. But we have, let's say, two slots to fill only. But I think the only reasonable way I can deal with this is to still send out an invitation and just, you know, apologize and have to turn down a few people. Are you happy with that? If I send out an invitation?
Very good. Thank you.
I don't hear anyone against it, so I will send out an invitation for contributions. I guess during this week. Okay, and then we have the last issue is the panel discussion. Last time we decided that it would be not-for-profit issues in the public interest, but in the meantime, Bart suggested that we might want to talk about the strategic planning cycle instead, because it's going to be topical. Maybe Bart, you want to explain more?
Say the ICANN strategic planning cycle will change. In two respects. The strategic plan itself will change more into a real strategic plan, say, and the time horizon will change to 3 to 5 years as well. So that's one side. If you recall, one of the first real panel discussions we had, and this is for the old hands, was at the Sydney meeting in 2009. And then again, we had a follow-up meeting in Brussels in 2010. Now, given that the cycle is changing and that... So this is the real opportunity for the CCNSO to provide, a different type of input and feedback on the strategic planning process, not just for ICANN, but also think about the changes for the CCTLD community over the next 3 or 5 years. I thought it might be a good opportunity to combine the two and have this time a session on strategic planning and say what is relevant for the CECs in the next 3 or 5 years, and use that so the SOP could use that as input for their own thinking, as was done at the Brussels meeting and the Sydney meeting. That was just the thought behind maybe this is an alternative. It doesn't mean, say, that the not-for-profit, because that was a very, I think, everybody really start thinking about it as of the Toronto meeting, that we could use that one for the Durban meeting. So that was the suggestion in the background.
Andre?
Well, yeah, honestly, I prefer the non-appropriate stuff, but I must say I have nothing against this, so I'm sort of neutral in this issue, so I would like really to hear the others what they think about this. Nobody wants to comment anything?
Is there any preference? Would you prefer anything over the other? I mean...
Gabby?
Yes?
When do you want to send out the draft agenda?
Well, this week. That's the aim. To have a first draft agenda this week.
And could you leave the panel discussion open? Because what I think is in order to make it worthwhile, we could try to develop both briefing papers, say the not-for-profit in the public interest. If we would develop it right now, it's worthwhile for the Durban meeting anyway, and check with. Say the SOP whether they are interested in the feedback of the community on the strategic interests over the next 3 or 5 years for the CCTLD. Say that's another thing. So pursue both paths, both avenues for say 1 or 2 weeks and see what happens. So you don't need to decide yet.
Oh, that's a good solution, actually, Maud. Gabby, do you think it's feasible?
Well, yes and no, but because I think that we still need to appoint a drafting team for either of it. Well, do you think that the SOP could draft something? Because who would lead the session? I mean, would it be something? I think we had this Patrick Sherry last time, right?
Let me check with Rulof whether, say, he finds it interesting, because it needs to serve a purpose, say, the strategic planning session. And see if he's... I haven't spoken with Rulof about it, Rulof Meyer.
Mm-hmm.
So let me check whether that's worth it. And say, on the not-for-profit, as I said, whatever effort we put in right now, because it is an interesting topic, it's more a matter of when do you want to schedule it, either for this meeting or for the Durban meeting. And
mm-hmm.
So the work we do right now on the not-for-profit in the public interest is not wasted.
But do you think that if we're going for the SOP, for the strategic planning session, do you think that let's say Roloff could take the lead on drafting that briefing paper, because he's more involved and knows what he wants to have out of that,
so that
we do not have to, you know, organize two drafting teams here, one for the...
Yeah.
So if he could do that together with someone from the SOP working group.
Yeah, I think that's a good suggestion. But let me check whether they are... Say, first let me check whether they're interested in such a session anyway.
Okay.
And secondly, check with the SOP who is willing to participate in drafting and preparing the session.
Okay. So I will put on the agenda, unless I hear from you, unless anyone else on the group has any input, then I would put to be confirmed, unless I hear back from you this week, Bart.
Yeah.
Does anyone, do people agree on this?
I think that's a very good solution, and I think as a draft, you can send it out. I think it's
mm-hmm.
a very good draft.
Yes, I agree too.
Okay.
Short question, this CCNSO board, is that CCNSO Council?
Where does it say?
Yeah, because it says, well, with Chris and Mike, it says discussion with CCNSO board members. So.
Oh, no. That should be, it should be CCNSO board, it says discussion with CCNSO board members. So CCNSO appointed board members, perhaps.
Okay. Okay. Mm-hmm.
I will add that, CCNSO appointed board members. Can we ask the volunteers for, let's say, if we're going for the non-for-profit discussion after all, we still need a drafting team for the briefing paper there. Could I ask for the volunteers for this?
And do not forget, Gabby, there are two roles. We need somebody who will be leader, who will be sort of responsible and really some contact person for this working group, and also the members. So I'm happy to volunteer, but I definitely cannot lead it. I'm really too busy these days to make it, but I will be happy to contribute.
Okay, I have Andre. Is there anyone else?
Well, you can count me into Katrina.
Katrina. Carolina, can I volunteer you? Because I think you had an opinion last time.
And you have a good overview of all the models, so that would be very valuable for us.
Oh, thank you. Carolina has agreed to volunteer. So we have Andre, Katrina, and Carolina. Is there anyone else who would like to volunteer? Maybe it's enough with three people.
Okay.
And can one of you, can you appoint someone amongst yourselves to take a lead on this?
I think Carolina is silent. So okay, I'm really busy, but I will try my best. But ladies, I hope you will be able to help me. Okay, I take it.
You take it, the lead. Okay. Great. Good.
What time do you expect some delivery of the task, actually?
Well, I don't think we need to expect anything right now because we're first of all expecting to hear back from Bart whether the SOP will
we need it anyway.
Yeah, we need it anyway, but the urgency of it isn't, depends a little bit on
whether the SOP is willing to or need the slot like strategic planning, whether they think it's a worthwhile exercise. Yeah.
Do you think that if they get the panel discussion, will they still want to have the update slot on Tuesday afternoon?
Yes, because it's different.
Okay.
This is about strategic planning. As I said, and maybe some of you, if you have read the, the submission of the SOP on the strategic planning, there will be a complete new cycle of strategic planning. First of all, the format will change. It will be far more high level about, and it will include more about vision, mission, etc. And the time horizon of the strategic plan will change as well, most likely. It will go from a three-year roll forward plan to, say, a 3 to 5 year plan. Because it's high level and more stable for the future, and that's the intention, this is the time to influence it.
Okay, so Bart, I'm waiting to hear back from you regarding your action to speak to Relof.
Yeah.
And
the cross-section point, right?
Yes, and... And I will let you know. And I mean, if I hear something back this week, then I will let you know. And I will try to get out this revised. I will do some small changes to the agenda, and I will publish it this week if everyone agrees. And I will also send out a call for volunteers for the CCTLD news session during this week.
Yeah. Thanks,
I agree.
Hmm?
I agree, Luis.
Okay, I heard Gabby. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
I have a comment.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. This is in okay. I'm a little slow thinking now today. It's too early for me. Well, I want to ask you if there's something. If it's not possible to contact the because for the gadgets and for the room, it's some there's some plan, some kind of plan B or something like this, something like that. Or how is communication with them?
No, we don't have a plan B. But you remind me, Luis, of one thing that we had a meeting with a meetings team representative in Los Angeles, and I raised this issue about the meeting room. And I said that we're very angry about it, so and that we are working on, through other sources to try to get some pressure on getting a new meeting room. I think she was a little bit surprised that Bart, you were there too. I had the impression that she was a little bit surprised that it's such a big deal. So, but that's just an update that I spoke about. That we don't really have a plan B, but. That's a good point. Andre, can you also ask, I'm not sure if it's Leslie she should ask the Chinese host or someone should...
Yep.
Should
yeah, I'll do it.
Okay.
Yeah, I'll do it, yeah.
Great. Luis, were you thinking of plan B or...?
No. I was thinking if maybe it could be difficult to communicate with them. I have that feeling sometimes and I'm thinking it's important the thing about the room and the thing about the gadgets because the gadgets have a good impact on the meetings on the participation of the meetings. That's my concern only. I don't have any. I don't know if there's any other part that can help us with that issues. I don't know. Another thing I want to ask is about the widget. I see it's something like update, but I don't know if there's some. I want a barrel only, obviously, but I don't know if there's some kind of could be some kind of discussion or confront opinions about widget, and that could generate some kind of panel or. It's enough to have only an update of the about the meeting. Yes, it's a question only. Yeah, I don't know. Maybe Carolina or Andre was there. Maybe they have some.
I think talking about the wicket is probably we can spend a little bit of time, but doesn't make sense probably. And by the way, I must say the Costa Rican delegation was very active and made me really happy. They were excellent. But I think we should talk about the outcomes. What might happen in the future. And that's something I would like to ask to Keith. What was his idea about that? Because there might be also panel discussion. We can also try to invite somebody. Maybe there will be somebody who can address those issues like ITU future or stuff like that. So probably everything is open, but keep in mind we have, how much is it, 30 minutes? I can't scroll it. So I don't think there's really a time for some longer discussion. So I think presentation with normal questions was probably the intended format.
Okay, great. It's just a question. And another comment is about the number of the first presentation on Wednesday, the future of ICANN meetings. I think it could be very interesting from the CCs to let them know that they can have an opinion or they can have recommendations or they can ask important things about this topic during this session. Then I don't have any specific suggestion, but maybe we can think about the name of the topic could provide information about the importance of the feedback of the CTs in this session. Yeah, it's just a question or just a thought.
So do you want us to alert the CCs before the session takes, or before the meeting takes place, that the session will take place, they should be prepared to come with feedback and questions?
Yes, that's my point. That in some way, maybe with the name of the topic, we can aware the CCs that they can provide feedback on these topics.
Yeah. And that's, I don't think that's a problem at all. So I think that we can send out to highlight this session before and say that they should prepare if they have input. But I would wait a little bit so long because we want to see what comes out from the board discussion and what direction this topic goes. So but it's not a problem to highlight this session at all.
Oh, okay.
Luis, can I just ask you, because you said that you have problems contacting them regarding gadgets and rooms, so I'm wondering what do you understand under them? Is that the meetings team or the host? Because
I was thinking host, and I was thinking about the Andre introduction, because he requests for the gadget, but he don't have answered yet. And
yeah, but he did that recently. And I have Luis, and I also have to say, the people I have been dealing with from the Chinese registry have been very, very responsive, so I don't think that is a problem.
Okay, yeah, that's just a feeling of mine. It's not an issue. Maybe it's not important. Okay, yes.
Okay.
Yeah, that's my problem, and they didn't make anything wrong. It was really recently I sent the email, so that's fine.
Ah, okay. I misunderstood. I'm sorry.
Well, okay. I have nothing to add about this topic.
Okay. Perfect. So. Yeah, quite quick. I think even Karolina can make it on time. So let's talk a little bit, few seconds about the date of the next call. I think it doesn't make sense to probably meet before the end of the year, because it makes sense that we will probably not be able to do so. So I think we need to schedule something for January. Or do you think we need a January meeting, Gabby?
Can we see how things go? Because since we do have the main agenda here, then I'm not sure how much more we need. We might have to meet, especially regarding the panel discussion. But maybe we should just wait a little bit and see how it goes, and then make a doodle call online and see whether we would need a call or not.
That probably makes sense. There may be, for example, need for a call for the briefing paper drafting team or something.
Mm-hmm.
I have also the feeling that probably will not be necessary to meet as a whole group. So, good point. So, we will discuss on the mailing list. We will receive probably some message from Bart or you about the panel discussion, and we will react on that. And of course, if you will feel that you need some more help from us, we will organize a call then. So, perfect.
Yep. And if the drafting team will need a call, then you can, of course, use our phone bridge, so then we will help you set it up. But I'm not sure the whole program working group will need to be involved, so...
Okay, if everything goes okay, I don't think we need to meet. That's perfect, though. If there is just some minor issue, we can of course discuss it on the mailing list.
Hmm?
Great. So that's all. We have any other business? That item is really empty. Did it change this time? Does anyone have something to talk? Some other business?
No.
No.
So, Andre, can I just confirm? Andre, can I just confirm that you will contact? Will you contact the host or Leslie regarding the meeting room?
Yeah, I think I have like three or four action points, which is still contact the host about the gadget. So it's like Leslie. I think Leslie first about the room.
Mm-hmm, okay.
And maybe she will rather tell me, you know, do it yourself. I don't know how she will react.
Mm-hmm,
to it.
Okay.
I will contact Keith about his about the panel discussion. About the wiki thing.
Mm-hmm.
And then we will have the panel discussion. The drafting thing about the not-for-profit stuff.
Okay.
Okay, anything else?
Nothing from me.
Okay, so then I really wish you a very nice Christmas. Enjoy it, and I will be happy to hear you in the next year, which I hope will be much, much better. So, Happy New Year, and see you next year.
Okay.
Same to you.
Thank you. Merry Christmas, and
thank
happy
you.
New Year.
Yeah.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.